USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to the news that Attorney General Bill Barr says he will have the Mueller report ready to be released to Congress by mid-April, if not sooner.
Well, I have great confidence in the Attorney General, and if that's what he'd like to do, I have nothing to hide. This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide. And I think a lot of things are coming out with respect to the other side.
The president also has a message for Mexico if they don't stop all illegal aliens from coming into the United States.
And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it. And we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. Stocks are ending the week with solid gains. The Dow was up 211 points to close at 25,929. The NASDAQ gained 60, and the S&P climbed 19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
President Trump confirms the chief of the Small Business Administration is stepping down. The president says Linda McMahon will be involved in helping his reelection campaign and head back to the private sector. A Republican from the East Bronx who says she's fed up with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's going to run to try to unseat the Democratic Socialist in 2020. Ruth Papazian joins Fox News and says running Amazon out of New York was the last straw.
Just looking at the Amazon situation, she parachuted into a congressional district she doesn't even represent and led the parade of grandstanding politicians to tank the deal. Now, instead of fighting to keep Amazon out of Queens, she should have been fighting to bring Amazon to the Bronx. Warehousing is one of our major industries here, and Amazon needs warehouses. She could have been fighting to bring warehousing jobs to the Bronx.
Papazian also says she understands the uphill battle she's facing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
High-level meetings are being held next week in Washington, D.C. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a preview.
NATO's turning 70. Next week, the anniversary will be marked when foreign ministers from 29 member states gather in Washington. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in Washington, was asked about the president's continued claims that many of those nations are not paying their fair share towards NATO. Pompeo says there's nothing wrong with reviewing the current state of NATO to determine if changes need to be made.
It is worthy to go reevaluate whether the first principles of NATO, right, the founding doctrine, if that charter is being adhered to, if the roles are right, if we've got it structured for 2019 and beyond, and we've done that, whether it was the UN Human Rights Council or the International Criminal Court. These are institutions that we need to stare at. We've been accused of not liking multilateral organizations. That's just not true.
Pompeo was speaking at the National Review Institute's Ideas Summit in Washington, D.C.
Rockland County, New York, Executive Ed Day says the county's state of emergency, which bans children who don't have measles vaccinations from public places, seems to be encouraging local families to get their kids vaccinated.
And we're giving them a reason, in particular, beyond the medical reasons. We have upcoming holidays in two major faiths in this county. It's the time to do this is now, whether you be Christian or Jewish.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.